Wessels, brother and sister, JJ. Sunnyside, Kurrumbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 15, 1899. Dear brother and sister Wessels, I cannot sleep past 12 o'clock. I cannot stop my thoughts, for the door will not close. As I lifted my head to see the time, I saw your letter under my door. I have read it. I cannot take in at once all you say, but I think I can approach to an understanding. Certainly, thorough business arrangements should be made. The one-man power is not to be depended on. I have not felt at liberty to open to my brethren all the particulars of that which I know in regard to South Africa, because all are not prepared to see things in a correct light and would make wrong moves. When I return to Maitland, I will send you copies of the letters I sent to South Africa in the last mail. When I was asked certain questions, I felt wrought upon to answer them. I was obliged to leave Maitland yesterday. The responsibility of saying what I knew I must say brought upon me a severe attack of heart difficulty. I could not eat, my food would not digest, and it was decided that my best course would be to go home and return to Maitland Friday. We were to start for Kurrumbong early Tuesday morning, but we did not get off until late. Willie came to me and urged me to attend the workers' meeting and speak to them. This I did. We drove to the tent, and I spoke for about an hour. As a result, we had to drive home in the heat of the day. This was trying to the horse and to us. I would not go back to Maitland did I not know that they are weak-handed. Brother Colcord is the only one now there who can hold a congregation. A proposition was made that Brethren Hare and Hickox begin tent work at once in East Maitland. But light was given me Tuesday night that this would be a premature movement. Had we Elder Daniels or Elder Farnsworth to enter the work in East Maitland, the effort there could be carried forward solidly. But neither Brother Hare or Brother Hickox are qualified to undertake the work that has been contemplated. Brother Colcord could do justice to the situation, but none of the others now engaged in the work in West Maitland could carry this work. They all need to learn how to speak, what subjects to handle, and how to present the truth in such a clear, connected, simple manner that old and young will see its consistency. No haphazard work is to be done, for this would greatly dishonor God. These brethren who need to learn must improve the opportunities granted them to gain an education in how to work. To learn how to open the Scriptures to others in an acceptable manner means close application and hard study. This is necessary in order to give a connected discourse in a clear, forcible way, making all the important points stand out so clearly that they cannot be misunderstood. To divide the force of workers now in West Maitland in order to commence the work in East Maitland would never answer. But how the matter will be adjusted, it is impossible to conjecture. May the Lord direct, is my prayer. I think that when the matter is settled in reference to the sanitarium purchase, I shall make my way to that place and live mainly on fruit. In our orchard we have no early fruit, such as peaches and nectarines, and I must have fruit. I am now studying the question, who is the proper person to act as caretaker on the sanitarium property? I have one or two persons in mind, and I shall present the situation to them and find out whether they will take up the work. If they feel free to do this, you can make arrangements with them. This is all I can write now. Love to all your family.